Hello everyone and welcome to this week's Lemon to Nile podcast with me, Gary Jones. I hope you're all having an absolutely cracking week and I have got a really cool interview lined up for you today. Now I'm going to be talking to local business lady Jo Wilson, who has formed Swimworks, and on the 9th of October 2017 she's going to be opening her second swimming pool in the heart of Leamington Spa. Now this interview is split into two parts and we talk about her background, her passions, some of the struggles that she's had to overcome to get to the stage, and some of her top tips. So I hope you enjoy this podcast. I love talking to her, and let's get cracking with part one of this really cool interview with me and Jo. Let's take it away. Hello everyone. So we are here in a car park recording a podcast, which is a first for the Leamington Hour podcast. But thank you very much, Jo, for being a very gracious guest at this lovely venue. That's absolutely fine. You don't have to worry about that. I'm here with Jo Wilson from Swimworks. Hi, Jo. How are you doing?
Hi, Gary. Thanks.
That's all right. And we're going to be talking about a little bit about your history, a bit about your background, and also, more importantly, what's coming up, because you've got some amazing stuff happening.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Yeah. So, just for people who don't know you, just introduce yourself and tell people a little bit about what you're doing at the moment.
Yeah, sure. I am launching a new swim centre in Leamington called Swimworks, and it's a swim centre that offers swim lessons for the whole family. It's purpose-built, and it's on Queensway, just up from McDonald's and Aldi.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And in terms of what Swimworks is going to do, tell us a little bit about it before we get into your background.
Yeah, sure. Well, it's sort of breaking the mould because at the moment, you know, you have leisure centres and they're great. And I know that they've just had a refurb in the area, which is fantastic. We're all for promoting swimming and family swimming. But we're so different from the leisure centre. We offer very small group lessons in a very controlled environment that's very quiet. It's very clean. All the facilities are purpose-built for families. Mm-hmm. The pool is really, really warm. And also, one of our USPs is it's virtually chemically free.
Oh, wow.
Which, yeah, it takes an awful lot for that to happen as well. We've got huge different filtration systems and chemical systems that we put in place, and we have lots and lots of hygiene controls. Mm-hmm. But that means we're offering to a market that, and to swimmers that maybe they have sensitivities or allergies. And this is our second swim centre. We're currently running Swimworks in Rugby, which has been a great success. Mm-hmm. And what we found there is that the centre offers lessons and people can go there and swim that, you know, can't swim in other places because of the chlorine levels.
Yeah.
So many people come to the centre and say, wow, you know, this is so great for me and my child and my skin.
They must feel amazing afterwards, especially if they've gone to other places and had
reactions. That's right. So, yeah, and that's one of the reasons we're so passionate about the cleanliness and the hygiene of the centre. So we can't wait to open in Leamington. It's going to be so fantastic.
Perfect. So how did you get into all this?
Oh, goodness me. Well, it has been a bit of a journey over the last 12 years, definitely.
Weren't you in corporate life at one point in time?
Yeah, I was. My background is actually, well, very, very quickly, going back to joining the dots backward, it's funny, isn't it? When you really look backwards and you think, God, my degree in Bournemouth University was actually in leisure marketing.
Funny that. Okay.
Yeah, I know, and that's really strange because like when I came out of university, I went into retail marketing.
Okay.
And I was in retail marketing for about 15 years, and I was sort of in retail operations, open stores, XYZ. I had a great job and I really loved it, and it took me like into an international marketing level. But the cheeky monkeys, they made me redundant when I was on maternity leave with my second child.
Wow.
Yeah, I was actually quite upset. Yeah. The honest truth is, I trained my assistant too well.
Okay.
Yeah, and also their excuse was they were not opening the amount of stores and their strategy as they originally thought, but they were really naughty because it was only me in the office that was being made redundant as well.
Wow. So that was a massive turning point in your life.
Yeah, it was. And I'm not going to deny, I was absolutely devastated. For a whole year, I walked around in a little bit of a bubble of thinking, well, what am I going to do? You know, I put my heart and soul. In actual fact, I relocated for that job from Solihull up to Market Harborough.
Mm-hmm.
I relocated my whole family for that job as well. And I was headhunted for it. I'd worked for them for over 8 years. So I was really, really cross at the time.
Yeah, you're bound to. And the thing is, that's going to, during that time, I'm guessing you reassessed a lot of what you were doing.
Yeah, I really thought about, well, what do I want to do? In actual fact, it gave me that space, that headspace of like thinking, well, you know, what am I good at? You know, I started to market and use my skills for local businesses and just almost like help out lots and lots of people. And I literally stumbled across baby swimming because I was already taking my son to a local swim group and I absolutely fell in love with it because my background as a child was a sort of a competitive swimmer. So again, looking back, all these skills,
it's all joining up with dots again.
I know it's like amazing looking back, you know. And I loved family swimming as a child as well, so I had this passion and love for the water. And I was helping market this local swim school in sort of Northampton Kettering way. Mm-hmm. And it was like an instant love. I thought, well, do you know what? I could actually do this because she was training me up to be like a pool assistant. I thought, hey, no, actually, I want to be teaching, you know.
Yeah.
I want to be doing this. And I was marketing her business. And I thought, I was really honest and open. I said, you know what? I really want to do it. And I lived in Market Harborough and I thought, well, Coventry's not going to affect you. You're doing it in Northampton.
Mm-hmm.
It might take me an hour to get to Coventry, but I'm dead set. You know, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
So I started a business called Little Splashers 12 years ago in Coventry. And literally that was the turning point for me.
Wow. So Little Splashers set up 12 years ago. You're driving towards your passion and you're working towards what you love doing.
Yeah.
So I bet it didn't feel like work during it at all.
No. I think
hard work, but...
Yeah. Those late hours, those, you know, constant work. And the great thing is my family were really small at the time as well. So when I originally set up the business, I was doing everything around the family.
Yeah.
I'd literally go to the pool, teach for 3 hours, get home, do some admin, only work a few days a week. The children were, you know, babies, toddlers at home. So I had that really, really good, perfect work-life balance. It was only when it got sort of a bit busy that I thought, hang on a minute, I need some extra help.
Yeah. So in that case, when you got to that point, because that's a great way to be.
And
it's great to see the business thriving and especially the work-life balance.
Yeah.
Because that could be one of the first things that stops you from taking your business to the next level.
Yeah.
But
I think
talking
it was
before
also,
you had a lot of support, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. My husband's in it as well, and he's a fellow director, and he saw the potential in the business, but also he saw me struggling and said, hey, Joe, you need some help. You need some admin support. Rather than go outside, I could really help you.
Yeah.
And funny enough, he was like a tri coach, and he was into sport and swimming, and he's done like Ironman competitions and things like that. And he was a swim coach for his tri, so it was quite a nice parallel. So we had a partnership at the time, and he saw the potential and helped grow the business, Little Splashers.
I just love the fact that you had the support from everyone.
Yeah.
And because you had the support and you had the drive, marrying them two up, it was going to work.
Yeah, there's not many people that can work with their husband as well as we do.
Yeah.
And, you know, we try not to talk too much shop at home, but we literally live and breathe swimming.
Yeah, I can imagine. Especially if you've got passions outside of
your definitely.
Business involving swimming. It's going to cross over.
Yeah,
it's brilliant. But what we're going to do is we're going to stop it there just for now.
Yeah.
And then when we come back, we're going to be talking about Leamington, about the new venture, and about the future for Joe, Little Splashers, Swimworks.
Perfect.
Everything like that. Is that all right?
Great.
Cool.
Now, if you do like this podcast, check out our radio show on Radio Warwickshire that happens every Wednesday between 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock. It's called the Leamington Hour Radio Show, and I'm going to be bringing you interviews just like this one to you every single week. So check it out, Leamington Hour Radio Show on Radio Warwickshire every Wednesday between 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock in the evening. Let's get cracking with part two of this brilliant interview with me and Joe.
We are back for part two. So, 9th of October is when it's all going to be kicking off, the new centre in Leamington Spa. But it hasn't been an easy trip. You've been telling me a little bit about the background in getting to the stage, and it's crazy the loops and jumps that you've had to kind of go through.
It's such red tape trying to find an industrial unit and change it to leisure.
Yeah.
It's actually almost impossible. So impossible that when we found the property that we really, really wanted to convert in Leamington, which used to be an old joinery centre,
mm-hmm.
we approached the council and literally they were like flat, almost like, no, you can't do it. So we looked at a planning consultant and we spoke to them and they were like, no, the council, unfortunately, Leamington and Warwick don't like change of use on into industrial to plan into leisure. And we thought, well, how are we going to do it then? You know, we've really, really... So we looked at all the different planning points and we put our case. It was a massive process and we put a lot of money and support behind just to get change of use. It actually took 6 months to change of use.
Wow.
And the landlord as well really, really stood by us, which was incredible.
Brilliant.
Because, you know, to have a landlord that would do that is fantastic.
Yeah. Okay, so 6 months of really hard graft just to change the use, just to make it possible to be able to use.
And constant, you were throwing money at the planning process. You had to produce so many different reports as well, highway reports, and prove all your points.
Yeah.
And the money was stacking up constantly. And you don't know at the end of it whether or not the council will say yes or not. Yeah, it was crazy.
It is, it's crazy. So you went through that process and that took 6 months to do. Even before building and getting all the stuff sorted in it. So how from that initial process, how long has it taken to get to the stage now where you're thinking in 6 weeks' time, it's going to work?
Yeah, well, the funny thing is that the actual build process is quite quick.
Yeah.
And we're 6 weeks away and I go in there at the moment and I think, goodness, how are they going to do it? But they put things really quick, you know.
Yeah.
It's the whole team, and the great thing is about what we're doing is it's all specialised.
Yeah.
And we have the best team. We've done it before in Swimworks Rugby, we know what we're doing, and we're putting in some great facilities for the local people.
Brilliant, because you were saying about earlier on in part one about the filtration system. Being really, the one thing that kind of shines out is it's family, it's a community, and that's the brilliant thing about it.
Yeah, we teach from 6 to 8 week babies. And we have them as little babies, our preschool program, and then they continue with us in our after-school program. And then perhaps, like, the mum or dad can't swim very well, so all they want is just to improve their stroke, so they come to us. We have lots of grandparents, aunties, uncles. It's amazing because we offer swimming to everybody, the whole family. And we're very, very much a family swim centre. Our whole values, it's like a little joining little community when you join Swimworks.
It's lovely. It's good to hear.
Yeah.
It's actually really refreshing to hear as well.
Yeah.
Because you can tell, talking to you, you're passionate, your face is shining, it's
beaming.
Thank you. It's great.
And that's what the staff feel as well. The people that we recruit, I'm not saying that we're picky, but, you know, they have to feel it as well.
Yeah, I'm sure they've got to match up to the brand values. They've got to believe in your passion as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They have to be that special type of person to come and work for us. Their passion shines through their teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that we constantly strive for and make sure that our team feel valued, they know they're valued, and their passion is coming through the lessons as well.
Brilliant. And how many people are you going to have in your team for Leamington?
Goodness. Because a lot of the positions are part-time, and the fantastic thing is we offer a lot of, you know, for mums returning to work or for young people or for, you know, it's great. We've got so many lovely positions. So it's about 15 at the moment that we've recruited.
Yeah.
We're currently on the hunt for a young apprentice, and it's something that we nurture, you know, our staff, and we train them up from scratch to become part of the Swimworks team.
Brilliant. So there's 15 positions already filled.
Yeah.
Another few waiting to
come. Yeah, yeah. As demand grows, we will look for those special people.
Brilliant. And when we're talking about the kind of community and values, you've already said about loads of people kind of coming into it from all different ages. Are you going to be offering different classes? Something we haven't really spoken about.
No.
Kind of services are you going to be offering during the new period?
Sure. Well, SwimWorks is a centre that you can't just turn up and swim for public swimming. That's like the leisure centre. Mm-hmm. So it's swimming courses. We improve people's swimming.
Yep.
So we start with our preschool programme, which is for babies and toddlers until they go to school. Then we have a very, very strong after-school programme,
mm-hmm.
And we're so passionate in after-school swimming, and we provide the lessons that are called fast track. So we only have one small group in the pool with two teachers, very, very different from a leisure centre environment.
Mm.
Not that there's anything wrong, but this is how we do it.
Yeah.
And then we have an adult programme, we have Aquafit, we have adult beginners and improvers, and we've had a lady in the pool that was like 89, never swum before, had a fear her whole life, and we got her swimming.
Brilliant.
So when I say it's from babies to you know, the higher limit, you know, it's like 0 to 99.
Yeah.
It's the whole family.
It is, especially with what you're offering for people.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and actually, very quickly, I forgot to mention, which is really, really good, pregnancy. We have so many classes that are prenatal. In the water, we have a huge aquanatal program as well.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So it's quite specialist. Go. Very specialist.
Yeah. And I'm guessing the website will have all the details of all the workshops and the classes.
Yeah, that's right. We are booking everybody in at the moment at swimworks.co.uk. Mm-hmm. We have spaces if people do want to join us. And we have an open booking system, which is great. So people can book online. Brilliant. Or they can get into contact with us. So we're opening on the 9th of October, mm-hmm. and we're currently promoting and booking people in now.
Brilliant. Well, it's going to be an exciting time.
Mm-hmm.
Exciting time. And we're going to do a follow-up interview probably start of October.
Oh, that'd be fantastic if you came down. Yeah, I want you to actually come and see the centre, because you'll get the actual feel. As soon as you walk through the door, our brand message, our brand voice and our brand values will really shine through.
Brilliant. And are you on social media so people can check your updates on Facebook, Twitter?
Yeah, I'm putting things on Facebook all the time. We do have a Twitter account, and people sort of, you know, would be lovely to connect with people.
Brilliant. Is that just as SwimWorks on those platforms?
Twitter is, Twitter is SwimWorks Limited, and Facebook, SwimWorks. Easy to find.
Brilliant, Jo. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Gary.
Let's catch up again in October. It's exciting.
Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you so much, Jo, for that absolute brilliant interview. Now, remember to check her out on social media and on the website. And please, 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 if you know of anyone who could help them or anyone who would like to get involved with SwimWorks, then let them know about Jo. She's an absolutely brilliant lady. I've got loads of time for her and I can't wait for it to be launched. Now, if you do like these interviews, check out our radio show on Radio Warwickshire every week. It happens every Wednesday between 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock in the evening. Also, check out our social media show called Social Media Surgery. It happens every Monday at 10 o'clock. Now, have a great week, everyone, and I will see you guys later. Take care.